Good evening, and welcome this evening as we gather together for our annual Christmas Eve candlelight service, a very special time of worship as we gather together tonight to remember and celebrate the fact that light has come, and Christ has come into the dark world to give us life and light, and we celebrate that tonight, and we welcome you this evening as we go into our service together. Our service is going to be unannounced, so everything will be up here on the screen for you as we go through this service together. Just one announcement, a few of our people participating tonight are sick. Kim is home sick with the flu, so in beds, appreciate your members' prayers for her. And also Harold Horst is also sick. He called me. He wasn't sure he'd be here tonight either. So there is an awful lot of sickness going around, and we're thankful that you're here as we gather together this evening to worship our Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for this special and holy night. As we gather together this evening to worship you, to hear your word, to celebrate the fact that light has come into the world of darkness. And because of that, we have hope and we can rejoice. Father, we thank you for the holiness and the beauty of this hour. And Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit, who is present with us tonight, will draw us close to you, will lead us as we worship you together. And Father, will just encourage us and speak to us through your word, through praise as we fellowship together tonight. We just ask your glory and honor through Christ our Lord, in whom we pray. Amen. We have come together tonight to worship the Lord on this special and holy evening. And as we begin our service, let's stand together for our first hymn, O Come, All Ye Faithful. The words you'll find up here for you. Seated. Our first scripture reading this evening coming from the prophet Isaiah. We'll be reading several from the prophet Isaiah tonight. Our first one in chapter 9, beginning in verse 2, where Isaiah declares that the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy, and they rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, and the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning and will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, and he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. For the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Let's continue worship, join together in the singing The Birthday of a King.
That a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and from a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge what he sees, nor make a decision by what his ears would hear, but with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips, and he will slay the wicked. Also, righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them. Also, the cow and the bear will graze, and their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The nursing child will play with the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child will put his hand on the viper's den. They will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters would cover the sea. And then, in that day, the nations will resort to the root of Jesse, who will stand as a signal for the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious. When Dan, Pastor Dan, had asked Connie and myself to sing a couple of weeks ago, we were going through a number of different options, and we fell on a place that I thought probably people wouldn't know, but Thelma asked, and she said, I know that one, she said. It's called In the Bleak Midwinter, or also Gloria. Actually, it's not a Christmas carol. After the days of Mary's purification, it would read in Luke chapter 2, sort of in the middle, in the 20s verses, we would find that they journeyed to Jerusalem. Jesus would have been about 30 days old at that particular point. And the purification. So they met a couple of people at temple. The first was Simeon, and then later it would be Anna. But this is based on Simeon's song, In the Bleak Midwinter. And I guess what sort of struck me here too was the fact that though we chose this a couple of weeks ago, the first verse speaks of just how cold it was that night.
The more we practiced, the worse it got.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty words made moan. Stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak and I'll flee away when he comes again. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place suffices for the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. I may go in.
Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for your God, for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all the mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
So I'm Jim tonight. He's not sick, but he thinks he could be sick. So he'd rather stay home instead of giving anybody else whatever he might have.
Understand.
So here we go. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrata, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up, until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be peace.
Let's continue our worship. Our little town of Bethlehem, it focuses in on that holy city and what happened there that night. Fulfillment of the scripture, the word of God.
Stars go by. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evil doer will be stubble. And at that day that is coming, will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Now the root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. And you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. Then you will trample down the wicked. They will all be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day when I do these things, says the Lord Almighty, remember the law of the servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all of Israel. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
Malachi prophesied there that the Son of Righteousness would rise with healing in his wings. Charles Wesley took that and set it to music as part of that. And as we sing this hymn, reflect on that in the theology of this hymn. Hark the herald angels sing.
Now, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth.
and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child, and all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light, but he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thousand candles bright around the earth tonight, and all the beams will shine across the heaven's grand display. Yes, over land and sea tonight, the joyful message brings the birth of him, our Lord and Christ, our Savior and our King. Dear brightest star or Bethlehem, oh let your precious light shine in with hope and peace toward men in every home tonight. So cold and dark, please send your warmth sublime. The warmth that comes from Jesus' love this blessed Christmas time. We light a thousand candles bright around the earth to shine across the heaven's grand display.
We've heard the scripture, the prophecies from the Old Testament about the coming of light of Christ into the world. We've heard the story of his birth and the celebration of that. Tonight we come together to celebrate and to remember that light has come into the world. And this evening we light the center candle. As we've been waiting all through our Advent journey, as we've been focusing in on the peace, hope, love, and joy that the coming of Christ brings. And tonight we celebrate that the center candle has been lit, the one representing Christ himself, taller than all the others, white, representing the purity of who he is as the Son of God and as holy, white, the purity of that light of Christ himself, who is the light of the world. And that light came into a dark world. In that night in Bethlehem, many had missed it, but in the midst of that night, the darkness, the angels lit up the glory, and their glory revealed the coming of that light of Christ that brings hope. And that light of Jesus coming, dispelling the darkness of sin, the darkness of fear, and we partake of that through our faith in him. And we, as well as we light our candles tonight, expressing our faith in him, and that we carry that light with us. Jesus said that we are the light of the world, and to let that light shine into the darkness. And the scripture said in John that the darkness cannot extinguish or put out the light. And the light of Christ shines brightly. So tonight we celebrate that through the lighting. Take your candle, get ready for that, and get ready to light and celebrate the fact of the light we have through Jesus into the dark world. You can light the bottom of them, just turn them on, and as we prepare to celebrate together the coming of light into the darkness, our witness. And as we all together light our lights, we see how the darkness is dispelled and the light of Christ shines brightly. We're going to join together in singing Silent Night. Ralph is going to lead us, and the words are up here again on the screen. Silent Night was originally sung for the first time on Christmas Eve back in Austria. It was originally performed with the guitar because on the night of the Christmas Eve service, if you know the story, the organ had a hole in the bellows and they couldn't use the organ. Franz Gruber came up with how can we find another song for Christmas Eve, and he wrote Silent Night, and sung for the first time on Christmas Eve with the guitar, and it's a beautiful way in which it was originally sung. As we focus in on that special night so long ago when the light of Christ has come. When we leave here, we go carrying the hope of Christ with us. We go carrying the light into the darkness and sharing the reason for the hope that we have through him, that the darkness of sin is gone and the light of Christ has come. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this special night tonight. That we can remember and celebrate your coming to this earth. That the darkness of sin has been chased away. Fear has been gone because you have come to us. We thank you that you are light, you are truth. And Lord, in your light, you chase away the darkness of our sin. And you show us your love and grace. So, Father, we thank you for this special night that we can again remember and celebrate. And, Lord, we carry that light in us. As we go into the darkness tonight, we go celebrating the hope and the joy that we have through you. Carrying the light into a dark world for people that still do not know that light has come. As Isaiah said, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And when we see that light, it brings joy. And it brings rejoicing. So Lord, may your light be seen in us as we go from here, as we celebrate tomorrow with our family, with our friends, with our loved ones, as we celebrate and proclaim the light of Christ, our hope, our Redeemer, our Savior. Dismiss us with your blessing, your peace, and your joy. And prepare us as we come together to celebrate tomorrow morning the joy of what your coming means to us. And we ask this prayer through Christ, in whom we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming tonight.